WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's currently 65 degrees. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde for KJAN News. A southeast Iowa teenager has been accused of hiring someone to do drive-by shootings on the homes of two police officers. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation says 18-year-old Dylan Eves of Fort Madison was arrested yesterday. Authorities say Eves paid an individual $1,200 in January and supplied a gun. The shootings were never carried out. Authorities have identified an injured man accused of threatening Waterloo police officers with a knife. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation says 39-year-old Richard Anderson threatened four officers early Wednesday morning in downtown Waterloo. Officer Thomas Frayne shot Anderson, who received non-life-threatening injuries. None of the officers were injured. Fire officials in Boone say a woman died in an early morning fire at a shelter. The Des Moines Register reports the woman died in the fire at a house being used as a women's shelter in the central Iowa city around 3:45 a.m. yesterday. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that an accident occurred on one of the carnival rides Friday in Bayless Park, which is part of Celebrate Council Bluffs Week. 5-year-old Trace Harmon, along with his 4-year-old brother Van Harmon and 8-year-old friend Opal Sund, all of Council Bluffs, were on the Monster Truck Ride, which is a carousel owned by a private company. For unknown reasons at this time, the car flipped upside down as it was going up the incline of the track, striking the car in front of them. The car did come loose from its hoist. All the boys were belted into the car. Trace was transported to University of Nebraska Medical Center by Council Bluffs Rescue Squad with head injuries. At this time, Trace is in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. He was held overnight for observation. Van and Opal received minor injuries and were treated and released. A representative from the State of Iowa Department of Elevator and Amusement Park Rides was notified for inspection of this incident. At this time, the investigation is ongoing. The trustee in the bankruptcy case of GNR Feed and Grain Co. Inc. in Portsmouth has announced a training session will be held 7 p.m. Thursday, May 23rd, on how to bid at the online auction of the company's physical assets. Trustee Deborah L. Peterson says the session will be at Club 191 in Portsmouth. Peterson says persons interested in the online bidding process will be able to register for the sale the evening of the session. To register, simply bring identification with your name and address on it, provide an email address, and have a valid MasterCard, Visa, or Discover card. The online auction is available for bidding now, with items beginning to close in the live board on Tuesday, June 11th at 10 a.m. You may register at any time, review the catalog of all items available for sale, and view a video explaining the bidding process at www.delpeterson.com. Questions about the online bidding process or auction should be referred to Del Peterson and Associates at 1-800-492-9090. The training is provided by the bankruptcy trustee for all persons interested in bidding at the sale of all equipment and property of GNR Feed and Grain. You may also bring a laptop computer if you wish. Iowa legislators are trying to wrap up the 2013 legislative session, but their work will continue next week. The State House and Senate ended work for the week Friday afternoon, with plans to return early next week. Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson of Hiawatha says he hopes to wrap it up quickly when they come back. On Thursday, legislators struck a tentative deal to cut commercial property taxes and make other tax reductions, but the legislation did not come up for a vote Friday. Democratic Senator Matt McCoy of Des Moines says some Senate Democrats want the weekend to talk with local officials about the impact. Lawmakers still have to find an agreement on education policy and decide how to handle health care for low-income Iowans. A judge has ruled two teenagers accused of severely beating a carjacking victim in Des Moines should be tried as adults. District Associate Judge Colin Witt filed papers Friday, ordering 16-year-old Terrence Cheeks Jr. and 15-year-old LaShawn Murray to appear at May 28th hearings in adult court. The Des Moines Register reports Cheeks and Murray are accused of accosting several drivers in Des Moines on February 26th in an effort to steal a car. The last victim suffered a fractured skull and remains hospitalized with severe brain damage. Witt says the ruling is primarily based on the ghastly circumstances of the attacks. The teenagers face felony robbery charges. In national and world headline news, President Barack Obama says politics is clouding the focus on the economy, which should be on attracting good jobs, educating workers, and ensuring decent pay. In the weekly Republican media message, Maryland Representative Andy Harris of Maryland says the embattled IRS needs less power and there's too much red tape in Obama's health plan. Syrian activists say rival Islamic militant groups fighting Syrian President Bashar Assad's government may be turning on one another. Activists worry that a wave of tit-for-tat kidnappings in the northern city of Aleppo risks sparking large-scale internal fighting between rebels. The world's second-largest lottery prize is up for grabs tonight. Powerball officials say the jackpot has climbed to an estimated $600 million, also making it the largest prize in the game's history. Ticket sales could push the jackpot closer to world record territory. Odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are about 1 in 175 million. A commuter train derailment and collision in Connecticut has suspended Amtrak service between New York and Boston, possibly through the weekend. Officials say about 70 people were injured when two commuter trains serving New York City collided in Connecticut during the evening rush hour. Five people were critically injured. About 700 people on board, 700 people were on board the North Metro trains. North Texas tornado victims will soon be allowed to return to their damaged property to salvage what they can and begin the cleanup work. In Granbury, the area hardest hit by Wednesday night's exceptionally strong tornado, workers are trying to restore water service, raise electrical lines, and clear debris piles. Six people died in the twisters. The first same-sex marriages in France could happen in about 10 days now that gay marriage and adoption by same-sex couples are legal. After months of nationwide protests and wrenching debate, French President François Hollande has authorized the change with his signature. In our funeral announcements today, Joan Marie Hackwell Knuter, 69, of Pleasant Hope, Missouri, and formerly of Anita, died May 9th at Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Memorial services for Joan Knuter will be held at 10:30 a.m. today in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Irene Mulhern, 98, of Dodgeville, Wisconsin, and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday, May 12th at the Meadows in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Graveside services for Irene Mulhern will be held 11 a.m. today at the Greenfield Cemetery in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Phyllis E. Steffen, 87, of Griswold, died Thursday, May 16th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phyllis Steffen will be held 10:30 a.m. Monday, May 20th at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Jesse A. Smith, 100, of Avoca, died November 12, 2012, at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Private graveside services for Jesse Smith will be held Tuesday, May 21st at the Minden Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Irene Parrott, 91, of Corning, formerly of Adair County, died Wednesday, May 15th at the Corning Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Irene Parrott will be held 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 21st at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jack Lee Peterson, 76, of Avoca, died Friday, May 17th at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jack Peterson will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 21st in Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Elaine Christensen, 87, of Omaha, died Saturday, May 11th at Brighton Gardens. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Christensen will be held 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 21st at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Journey Louise Garside, the newborn daughter of Jim and Lori Garside of Omaha, died Wednesday, May 15th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Journey Garside will be held 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 21st at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harley Nielsen, 87, of Omaha, Nebraska, and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Friday, May 17th at the Hospice House in Omaha, Nebraska. Funeral services for Harley Nielsen will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 22nd in the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Curtis L. Scoop Eshelman, 85, of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of the Noble Township area and Council Bluffs, died Wednesday, May 15th at his home in Mesa, Arizona. Services for Curtis Eshelman are pending at the Doon Funeral Home in Griswold. That's a check of news on KJAN. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting.